are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So balancing personal passions with practical needs can often feel like a juggling act, where the quest for harmony seems elusive. Today, we'll explore how to blend these aspects of life, ensuring that your work aligns with your divine purpose. We'll discuss as well strategies for navigating this tension and finding fulfillment in both realms. Join us as we seek to harmonize our professional aspirations with our spiritual journey guided by faith and purpose. And we're joined once again by my pastor, Pastor Mugwendere here, who's going to be speaking to us. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
We are good, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
We want to thank God for the opportunity He has given us.
Amen. Mfundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Dear Father God in heaven, we want to thank you because you are our Father. Thank you for the love and the care you have given us and another opportunity to learn at your feet. Open our eyes and minds so that we may learn from you, Jesus. That's our humble prayer. We pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we have been speaking about all things finding our calling and aligning it with God's calling and also aligning it with our own calling. Everything has always been about calling. But today I want us just to a little bit speak also about our passions, you know, because you can be passionate about something and not be called in that particular issue, or vice versa, right? So how can now, as individuals, how can we align our professional goals with our spiritual calling? You know, how can we balance those two?
This is a very important question to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I say so? Why do I say that this is a very important question to discuss? You know, it is in human nature that it's a human tendency to run to extremes.
Mm.
And from one extreme to another, entirely opposite, many become fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either one is going to just focus on his career and live his spiritual life, or one is going to go to this other end of it, that is the spiritual life. So a balance is something that is needed, and it's something that people need to learn about. So here are some strategies to harmonize both realms. You know, it seems like these are two extremes, two realms which cannot integrate. But let's learn together, how are we able to balance them, the two. Number one is to reflect on his or her values and passions. This is the point which I will speak if you have noticed. I will speak on this point. So what do I mean here? We are saying, identify what drives you and align with your spiritual calling.
Mm.
So what is your driving force? What is your passion? Then you align it with your spiritual heart, with your spiritual calling. But there is something that one needs to understand. This is speaking God guidance, and it is crucial. It is crucial. You know, in the book of James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if there any who lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives liberally. So God is saying, you need to strike a balance in order not to go to an extreme. You need to seek guidance, and God is willing to give people such guidance. So another thing, people need to discover their spiritual gifts, as well as their talents. You know, God gives people spiritual gifts, and also God gives people a talent. And our talent and spiritual gifts must be able to work hand in hand.
Mm.
Then, these two are important, which I'm now about to say. These are crucial. These are the most crucial. The bedrock. Integrate faith with work. How do you integrate faith with work?
Mm.
View your work as an act of worship and service to God.
Mm.
View your work as an act of what? Worship and service to who? To God. Let me show you where I am taking this. how to view your work as an act of service to God. I'm opening the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter number 3, verse 23 to 24. It has got this principle. It reads here, verse 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord, not Christ. So what he's saying, maybe if Daniel, who is a radio presenter, the Bible is saying, if you do your work as a presenter, do it as unto the Lord. You are not doing it for SID media. You are doing it as for the Lord. For the Lord, be it you are a teacher, wherever you are called to teach at that school, you are not working for that institution, but you are doing for the Lord. For the Lord, be it a doctor, you are not working for that hospital, but you are working for the Lord. This is crucial to help to balance. Why? Because God is the one who is going to reward you. Lastly, on this point, prioritize self-care and boundaries. This is crucial and this is important. You need to prioritize self-care and boundaries.
Yeah.
Maintain a health work-life balance to nurture your spiritual well-being. You know, if you don't have self-care and boundaries, you know, one of the things that I do as working as a pastor and as a chaplain, I'm also a teacher. So teaching sometimes you are tempted, but you are now home, but you are tempted to carry the work from work to home. This is something that people need to do. You need to leave, you know, set boundaries, saying, hey, now I'm home. I'm now home. So I'm not doing things of home, you know. Set a boundary. You know? Set a boundary.
Yeah, yeah. So how then now, Mpundisi, what are the practical ways to ensure that, you know, our careers, career choices reflect the spiritual values that we have as well as our purpose that we have? Because, hey, some jobs, ne? Or some careers, hey, we're like, are you sure? You know, it's not make sure. So how do we make sure that, you know, they balance each other out?
Thank you so much. How do we balance our career? Our career choices reflect your spiritual values and what? And the purpose.
Yes.
There's this point. This point, I'll always repeat it again and again. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the crucial. Reflect on your values and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reflect on your values and purpose. I always repeat it. So one is to identify what matters most to your spirituality and how your work can align with your those values. So in terms of your spirituality, what is it that matters most? And how can your work align with those what? With those values.
Mm.
Number two, seek guidance. Seek guidance. So here we talk about seeking guidance through prayer. Yes, you seek wisdom from the scriptures. And number two, as you seek guidance also, remember, I always talk about consulting.
Mm-hmm.
I always talk about spiritual mentors or advisors.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, we say you need to reflect. Then number two, seek guidance. Yes, guidance in prayer and guidance in what? In mentors.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who have already walked this path. So ask them, how do you balance the two? They are going to assist us.
Yeah.
Then something which is so crucial, and this is crucial, you know, is consider the impact. Yeah. Consider the impact. Think about how your work will impact others and whether it aligns with your spiritual values. You know, the impact of your work. Ask yourself, this work, you know, everything that we do, it has got ripple effect. It has got rebound. You know, so every effect, there's a result. Be this work you are doing, ask yourself, what is the impact of this work? If I'm going to reap the fruit of this work, are they going to align with my spiritual values? With my spiritual values. So another thing, you know, evaluate also the company culture, the company culture. What are we saying here on evaluation of the company culture? ensure the company's values and the culture align with your spiritual values. You know, most people, I see people, before you have chosen that career, you know, people always look at issue of money that term.
Yes.
What's in it for me? What's in it for me? And we are saying, before we go to what's in it for me, we are saying, what are the cultures? What are the values of this profession? Are they going to align with my spiritual values?
Mm.
So therefore, your spiritual values is the yardstick. It's the one which is going to determine whether you are going to fit in. So your career must fit your spiritual values, your spiritual values, your spiritual values, your spiritual values. Another thing, which is so important, you know, trusting God's leading. Yes, trusting God's leading. Trusting God's leading. We can't undermine this. One must have faith that God is guiding you in your career cases and trust in His word. Sovereignty. You know. One of these days, the disciples were there with Jesus, and they saw that the multitude were hungry, and the disciples came to Jesus and said to Jesus, "Jesus, send them away. Send them away, so that they can go and buy food." But Jesus says to them, "You give them what to eat." So the disciples, they didn't understand that Jesus is saying to them, this career you have chosen to be my disciples, you are the one who is supposed to feed these multitudes because you have chosen me.
Mm.
So in other words, we have people who are in careers who do not understand that they are placed there by God to make an impact into the world.
Mm.
So whatever you're calling, whatever the work you are doing, know that you are there so that God uses that to bless the multitude.
Indeed. And we just need to understand and pray that God actually reveals what He placed us in that particular job or but that particular company for before we lose that. So Mpundisa, how can we now balance pursuing our personal passions with meeting practical needs in our personal, in our professional life? Because, you know, sometimes we have passion that is misplaced.
That is true. In order to balance personal passions with personal needs in your professional life, it requires self-awareness. What is self-awareness? It's to understand your passion. Some people, they don't even know what they want. People are just waking up and breathing. They don't know what is this that I really want. What is it that I really want? So one person must have what we call a self-awareness of your passions, values, and your strengths, self-awareness. Then number two, if you become aware of who you are, you need to make what I call clear goals. In your professional work, in your spiritual work, make clear goals. Set specific, achievable goals for both passion and a goal, it is where you can measure it. You can measure it.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Habakkuk says, write it down, clear, so that he who reads may run. You know, goals must be crystallized, must be clear and written down.
Mm-hmm.
Then prioritization is key. If you want to balance these two, prioritization is key. Allocate time and resources effectively. Let me speak on this one. This is crucial. I love this point. I love this part. You know, issue of prioritization. In this book I was reading, it speaks about the 80-20 principle, which help us to understand what needs 80% of our time, what needs 20% of our time. So prioritization help us not to focus on things which doesn't help your career, only things which doesn't help your spirituality. So therefore, in order for you to have this balance, I want you to look at yourself and look at your career, look at your spiritual life, and see where does your priority, much of your time, where does it have to go? And also, as you do this prioritization, remember, flexibility is the key. Flexibility is the key. Be open to adjusting your approach as needed. You know, we are people who are rigid. people who can't be moved. But we are saying in life, there are some things which we can't foresee because we are human. You know, to err is human. Let me tell you, that timetable you have, that schedule you have, just know that because you're a human being, that schedule is bound to us to change it. So be flexible. Be flexible. Same as a rock, but also be flexible. Be flexible. And there's something called integration. Integration, it is key. Integration. What do I mean by integration?
Mm-hmm.
Find ways to combine passion and practicality in your work. Passion and practicality in your work. You know, to integrate, most people, just like me, most people like me out there, they
where did Mfundisi go?
Can you pick one job for me as an example? Because if I pick mine, it can be a challenge. One job an example, show this practically.
Indeed. So Mfundisi, what strategies can we use now, you know, as people that can help us to manage the tensions between our career aspirations, you know, and spiritual commitments? Here, Mfundisi, they want you to do Sabbath school. Here, you are committed. You know, it becomes your career is something else there that you're busy with. So how do we manage between those?
Thank you so much. To balance the two, you want to do Sabbath school and get a career. Let me use an example which is so clear and near to me. We have students who are in Form 6. They are in Form 6, which means they are candidates. They are doing their A-level. They want to write to sit for their A-level. But at the same time, the church needs them. They need to organize the Sabbath school. So what do you do? How do you do it? You know, the Bible says, God made everything beautiful in its own time. God made everything beautiful in its own time. In its own time. So what am I saying here? I'm saying here, in order to balance the two, make sure that, number one, every day, have your personal devotion time. Let me explain. What do I mean there? As an individual, one must have his or her personal devotion time. So if you have a personal devotion time, when they just say to you, organize a Sabbath school, you can just go back into the notes of your devotional time and you share from what God has been speaking to you over the days, over the week. You know, one thing that makes us not fail to do this is that in as much as we quest for money, in as much as we quest for our professional careers, we fail to align it, to understand that first thing first. In the morning, have time with God. Have time for your spiritual enrichment. Then we preach from that spiritual enrichment. So as long as you have this personal walk with God every day of your life, your career will never be a challenge. Why? Because you have this passion. Martin Luther says, if I am to preach for an hour, I spend 7 hours with God. Why?
Mfundisi keeps disappearing.
What people fail to understand is this. People fail to understand that God is concerned. He wants also to be with you in your professional career. Chapter 8, 18, the book of Deuteronomy says, you need to remember the Lord your God. So he is the one who gives you the ability to become wealthy. So the ability for you to acquire money in your career, it is God who gives you that ability. Therefore, the more you get acquainted with him in your spiritual walk, the more he is going to reveal to you how you are going to do your career. Another example, which is so crucial. The Israelites are coming from Egypt. They were slaves. They were there. So hundreds of years they've been slaves, no education, no form of work. But now, the only way they knew it was to make mortar and bricks. But that was what they were doing as slaves. But God in Exodus asked them to build a sanctuary, a beautiful structure. How are they going to do it? How are they going to do it? If you read chapter 31 in the book of Exodus, it says, see, I have given, I've displayed in Beelzebub, the spirit to work all manner of workmanship.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, God is able even to equip you with the resources you need in your career. God is able to equip you with the skills you need in your career. Therefore, if you integrate it, if you trust Him, if you trust Him, God is able to help you. So what am I saying here? I'm saying, first thing first. Let God be first.
Yep.
Career be second.
Yep.
By so doing, that is the balance. That's the balance we're talking about. God first, career second, and career, God is going to assist you.
Indeed, indeed. When this, you have spoken and we have heard, I'm going to ask that, can you please add a word of prayer there?
Thank you so much. Shall we bow our heads as we pray? Father God, the issue of balance is something which is hard, to the extent that we always go to extremes. So our prayer this afternoon and morning is that God help us to put you first. As we prioritize spiritual things, our careers are going to fall in their rightful place. As the cobbler once said that cobbling is the means for me to live my divine purpose of spreading the gospel. Help each and every individual to understand that whatever work he is doing or them, he or she is doing, it is just a means, not the end. Help us to understand that everywhere we are, the sole purpose is to serve others and to lead others to Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father, for you to be with us as we sail through the day. That's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.